Once a Panther by Victor Roger. Illustrations by Mikel Mulipola. Auckland, New Zealand, 2019.
Wakanda forever!
Wakanda forever!
Have you seen Black Panther, Uncle?
He doesn't look like a Black Panther to me.
He's a superhero. He's the best. Sure he's the best. Save it.
I don't know anything about superheroes.
You should keep watching it then. You might learn something.
Do you kids know about the Polynesian panthers?
No. Were they superheroes too?
You could say that. I was a Polynesian panther.
New York, United States, 1969. It all started in the United States with the real Black Panthers. They were a group of African Americans fighting for social justice. There was a lot of racism in America, and the Panthers wanted to make life better for their people. Auckland, New Zealand, 1971. Eventually, the same demands were made here by the Polynesian Panthers. See, things were very different in New Zealand when I was growing up. There was a lot of prejudice. If you'd told me you were Pacific Islanders when you rang, I could have saved you the trouble of coming to see the flat in the first place. A lot of racism.
Check out the coconuts.
Our parents just put up with it. They didn't react. That's how they were brought up. But some of us young ones wanted to do something about it.
And that's how the Polynesian Panthers started. Your Auntie Le was at uni back then. She took me to one of the first Panther meetings at a community centre in Auckland.
What do you reckon?
Right on. I wasn't that interested at first, but I thought everyone looked pretty cool with their big afros and leather jackets. They had swag.
How do you know what swag means?
I had swag before you were born.
Shame.
Lei and the others were always talking about politics and protest, but I didn't really get it. For if they take you in the morning, they will be coming for us that night. I mean, I got that life was hard for islanders and Maori, and the Panthers wanted to make things better. I saw how they set up homework centres, how they helped people with dodgy landlords.
She asked you to fix that window 2 months ago, bro.
But still, I didn't really get it. Until the dawn raids. By then, it was the mid-70s. Muldoon's government was cracking down on illegal immigrants.
We've got to control our immigration. We can't let a flood come here and swamp us.
But they weren't targeting all illegal immigrants, like the ones from Britain or America. Just the ones from the islands. They called us overstayers. Police officers would blitz us on the streets. If you couldn't show them your passport on the spot, you'd end up in a cell.
Passport? Passport? I live in Ponsonby.
You're coming with us. If that wasn't bad enough, the police would burst into people's houses in the early morning, when everyone was still in bed. That's why they called them dawn raids. It even happened to us.
We need to see your passports.
Mum and Dad didn't speak English very well. They didn't have a clue what was going on. But your Auntie Leigh, she stood up to those cops.
Here! We have all our paperwork!
And they left. Our cousin next door wasn't so lucky.
How many people live here? No, please, leave my son. He's a good boy. He doesn't have a visa. Fekke!
It was really cold that morning, but they didn't let him put on a shirt or shoes. They just threw him in jail. Not long after that, they deported him back to Samoa. I'll never forget the look on Auntie Loss's face. I mean, Fekke, he was tough. But in the end, even he was crying like a baby. That's when I got what the Polynesian Panthers were fighting for. That's when I became a panther for real. When I started to fight for what was right.
I reckon we should give those politicians a taste of their own medicine.
One time, we went round to a politician's house in the middle of the night. And we did our own dawn raid.
Come out with your passport now! Wakey, wakey! I'm calling the police! Now they know what a dawn raid's like. Ride on, little brother.
You should have heard them on the radio. They were spewing.
How dare these people come at such an ungodly hour? What a crack-up!
Yeah, it was funny. But we were making an important point. We were fighting for what was right. We always did. In 1978, we fought for Maori land rights at Bastion Point.
and we protested against the 1981 Springbok rugby tour. Back then, South Africa had apartheid. Black people didn't have the same rights as white people. We had to take a stand. We've come a long way, but there's still a lot to be done. The fight goes on. Are you still a Polynesian panther, Uncle? Once a panther, always a panther.
Mean!